This is Live Wrestling Action on your sports leader, Thunder Country, KIIC.
Welcome back, everyone. Blue Demon Wrestling on the air. Joe Sinclair, Jason Summers here with you as we go to our final duel of the night, Pekin and Albia. And, Joe, this was the matchup we were looking forward to. Not that we're looking forward to the individual contest and the others, but this will be nearly a full roster between both clubs.
It'll be a well-competed contest between two solid teams on senior night in Albia Fieldhouse. The seniors that were honored tonight include the wrestlers Christian Summers, Tim Cole, and Zach Davis, and managers. They do a great job. Shelby Warren's a senior manager, and our cheerleaders that are seniors, Michaela Clark and Hannah Clark. And thank you for all those seniors that have been here all year, their whole high school careers in Albia.
You know, we'll get to talk about the wrestlers quite a bit. The managers, they get lost sometimes, and the amount of work is required. They put in the same number of hours in the wrestling room as the wrestlers do, but then they have all the responsibilities afterwards. And then you get to these two cheerleaders, Joe, and I want to make this public. Hannah and Michaela have been two cheerleaders that have changed the cheerleading program. The dynamics that they brought to it, they have cheered it at the Shrine Bowl. These two young ladies have made an impact on Albia cheering, and they will be sadly missed as they graduate and move on.
We started this contest tonight with a couple open weights for the Blue Demons at 195 and 220, and 12-0, the quick score for the Pekin Panthers as Albia goes through their, the top and the very top and the very bottom. Yep. We've got four opens, and you saw it here tonight. Tim Cole injured. Is Tim injured or ill tonight? Not able to take the mat. So.
Tim is injured, I think. I don't want to disclose anything over the radio, of course, but he may be in the hospital. And so, you know, I didn't mention that earlier. Kind of got sidetracked with all the chaos that was going between the matches. But certainly our thoughts and prayers are with him and his family. They are outstanding people. They're new to the community. And I've just had a really good time meeting the family and getting to know them. They're super people.
Had a good visit with Tim in the wrestling room day before yesterday. And he's kind of deciding whether he wants to go into the Air Force or go to he's been accepted at a couple schools in West Virginia where the Coles are originally from. So
super smart kid, amazingly genuine type of person. Is super nice and gonna have a great career.
We're gonna start wrestling here now at 120 pounds, and I'll catch up on the scoring, folks. Zach Davis collected a forfeit for the Albia Blue Demons, and now Shadow Leshen gets the forfeit. That's 12 points for the Blue Demons. The Blue Demons also had four open weights at 95, at 220, at 106, and 113, and that was 24 points for the Pekin Panthers. And now, surprise to me there, Jason, Pekin did not send a 26-pounder out to face Bryce Leshen.
Wow.
So,
That was their open spot right there.
Yep, they were open at 26, so we're going to go to 132 pounds, and I think we're going to have Blake Laws take the mat. He's a freshman. He's going to compete against the senior, Chase Ernest.
Well, after all those opens are placed, it's 24-18 Albia trailing here. As this match is going to be brought to you by Community First Credit Union, Dewey Motor Company, and Edward Jones of Albia. Blake Lawless taking the mat for the Blue Demons.
Blake, a freshman with a 9 by his name, but he is a very experienced young wrestler, and he gets an underhook, and he's got it. He's got it. He's got him on his back with an underhook quickly. He's got it tied up, and it should be a pin here with 20 seconds left, or 20 seconds gone in the first period. Lawless has got the double chicken wing in, and this should be a pin, Jason.
He's
there it is.
Got it. Great shot.
29 seconds. It took 29 seconds for Blake Lawless, the Albia freshman, to open the competitive scoring. He gets the pin against Chase Ernest, the 132-pound senior for the Pekin Panthers. That ties our score at 24 apiece, Jason.
That was brought to you by Community First Credit Union, Dewey Motor Company, and Edwards Jones of Albion. We're going to keep rolling on as Caleb White looks to take the mat. And this match here at 138 is going to be brought to you by First Iowa State Bank, Garver's Animal Health, and Hammer Medical Supply.
Caleb White, junior for the Albia Blue Demons, having a great junior campaign. He's going up against the senior for Pekin, Tate Schaff. Schaff, Pekin, White, Albia. 138 pounds in a 24-24 tie from the Albia Fieldhouse, brought to you live on 96.7 KIIC and live streaming on KIICradio.com. Caleb White with an underhook near the center of the mat. 18 seconds gone here. They get separation. And Jason, a couple of lively-looking 38-pounders here at Albia.
Yeah, I like the way both of these wrestlers move. Caleb drops down and look to take a shot. Nothing there. Now he goes after a shot. Sprawl out by the peeking wrestler. And
little on his wheels. Granby roll there. And Caleb White has got a two-point takedown, but the ref didn't get it there. He finally gave it to him. And now they're out of bounds. 2-0 the score. Caleb White with a real nifty Granby roll there from his feet.
Christian says he's a slipperiest wrestler in the wrestling room. He's a contortionist. I keep using that, but he's a
long, skinny 38-pounder. Caleb White, brother of Matt White, four-time state qualifier for the Albie Blue Demons.
He's out in front here, 2-0. 24-24 team score. Albie and Pekin going at it here at 138.
Caleb White rides with the corkscrew. And there's a side roll attempt by Tate Schaff. Now a chicken wing in there for Caleb White. He's working out top, a little bit high, but he's got his opponent broken down. Now he's got the chicken wing. He's going to try to bar the arm and walk the head. Nice job posting the right leg with the chicken wing on the left side by Schaff. He takes that chicken wing away. Now White casts over the other side. Gives up the top position, gets back on the legs. Now he's riding with a deep waist. He's got the right arm in with a deep waist. Tries to cross over and break him down with the head in the hole. He does get him broken down with 20 seconds to go in the first period at 138 pounds. Caleb White works a chicken wing, walks the head. He's a little bit high and loses the chicken wing, but with 10 seconds to go, gets back behind on the legs. And Jason, we're going to have a 2-0 score as we go to the second period here at 138 pounds for Caleb White.
Well, Caleb, thought was going to get that chicken wing over, and now he's got a cradle going on, Joe, right at the expiration of that opening period. Caleb was able to get that.
And looks like Schaff has got a bloody nose. He shakes it off. He's holding his nose like it's bloody, but he defers, and that means Caleb White has his choice to start the second period, and Caleb will take the down position. A little bit of confusion here with the official about who does have the choice. So Coach Wenger, the official, discussed that. At 138 pounds, it's a 2-0 lead for Caleb White.
I don't think even the coaches know what's going on. Okay, they're going to start in the up position.
Either way, it's going to be neutral to start the second period. 2-0 the lead for Caleb White at 138 pounds. This contest is tied at 24-24 on the team score. It's the Pekin Panthers versus the Albia Blue Demons. Wrestlers on their feet near the center of the mat. Just underway second period here at 138 pounds. Albia versus Pekin. Live high school wrestling on 96.7 KIIC. Albia versus Pekin.
Shot, a quick counter.
Just a nose in the air cross face there by Caleb White. And he put it in there just the right speed, folks. Just the right speed means the kid that got cross face felt it. And the official didn't call for anything a little bit too aggressive.
Well, Schaff had taken and lowered his head on a couple of different attempts there, and you can see he had his head down that Caleb might be able to get that shuck by and get the takedown. That's what he did there.
He's working a chicken wing now with a 4-0 lead based on those two takedowns, and now the chicken wing's turning into back points, and Caleb White can't quite get him turned over with that chicken wing, gives it up, gets back around behind. The official there right on top of it. Said he didn't get 45 degrees for 2 seconds, and Caleb White gets back on the hips. Now he's riding him on the legs. Schaff trying to control the hands. White gets his hands free. Hits a real hard butcher. Now bars the arm. It looks like Schaff on his belly right now.
Yeah, this kind of might lead to a stall call if
just kind of fishing.
There.
There's the stall call on Schaff just laying on his belly there. Just kind of fishing. Caleb White really doing a good job working the face of Schaff, working him hard with a butcher and a cross face. And folks, because cross face, there's a bone in your forearm that enables you to actually get a pressure point on the bridge of your opponent's nose as Caleb White hits a duck under. And as time expires in the second period, Caleb White will be ahead 4-0. But explaining that crossface, you use that bone in your forearm and put it right in the bridge of your opponent's nose, where your bone is the sharpest, and that way your opponent knows that he is being cross-faced. And sometimes that arm comes in there pretty quick, and it almost looks like you're hitting the guy in the nose, but really it's just a cross-face. 4-0 the score. Both wrestlers, again, start on their feet. So Caleb White in control of the match, 4-0 at 138 pounds. Albie leads this one. 24-24, both wrestlers have been warned once, the Pekin wrestler takes Schaaf.
Kelly move, but a nice fight by Schaaf, but Caleb still stays with it and gets the takedown.
That was Kelly that probably shouldn't have been hit, but Caleb White hung on to the arm just long enough on that Kelly that Schaaf couldn't get behind him, even though he had position. He did not have control of his own arm, and Caleb White, hanging right onto that arm, able to turn it into a two-point takedown. Now up 6-0.
And this is flexibility and body control of Caleb White to take that and turn it into points. That is something.
Yep. And an important match here for the Blue Demons, Jason, to try to get some bonus points up there. They have not led in this match. 24-24 is the score. Albia opened at the upper weights where the competition for Pekin collected forfeits. And there's another takedown there for Caleb White. He's ahead now 8-1. And with 50 seconds left, coaches are admonishing him to get this guy turned over. One more point will be a five-point major decision. He cuts him. So a takedown here by Caleb White, and he will have that eight-point margin. There's 40 seconds left for him to do it, folks. 138 pounds. Caleb White in there on the Kelly again. Gets the 2 points. 10-2. That'd give Albia Blue Demons a 29-24 lead if it ended right now. There's 30 seconds left. Caleb White working real hard. Puts the power half in on the right side. He's riding on the left side with the cross leg.
He's going
for the head in the hole. He gets to his base, does Schaaf. There's a deep waist ride and a sit out by Schaaf. Nice counter. And there's a chicken wing by...
He's got 8 seconds to run that. I don't know if he's going to be able to get it done, but...
Well, there's a major decision. Eight points, 10-2 will be the final score. Caleb White gets the major decision, put 4 points on the board for the Blue Demons. That makes it 28-24. Good. 4 points for the major decision.
Good win by Caleb and a nice fight there by Schaaf to keep Caleb. Caleb had that arm barred a couple of times back in that chicken wing. I thought he was going to be able to get him turned over, but good job of fighting it off by Schaaf. But nonetheless, Albia's Caleb White gets the win. That win brought to you by First Iowa State Bank, Garver's Animal Health, and Hammer Medical. And Dalton Folkerts will take the mat here at 145. I'm sorry. And this matchup is going to be brought to you by Hy-Vee, Lathrop Construction, and Jim and Charlie's right here in Albia, your locally owned.
And Jason, really the marquee matchup here tonight inside of the marquee match. It's state qualifier Austin Vogel from 2010. He's the leader of this Pekin Panther squad. He's got over 100 wins in his career. He's trying to add to that total, but he's got to go up against the standout junior for the Albia Blue Demons, Dalton Folkerts, recently back from an early season broken bone injury. Folkerts takes the mat, shakes hands with Austin Vogel, and we're underway at 145 pounds.
Good test for both of them right here.
Couple guys really planning on competing at Wells Fargo Arena here in about 4.5 weeks, Jason.
Hard to believe, buddy.
The fun never stops when you're at Wells Fargo Arena for Iowa High School Wrestling. Both wrestlers on their feet here, 25 seconds into the first period, 145 pounds. It's Folkerts from Albia, Vogel from the Pekin Panthers. Ankle pick there, attempt by Folkerts, and then a headlock throw by Vogel almost worked, but a whizzer applied there by Folkerts, able to stop it as they go out of bounds with 1:19 remaining in the first period. A headgear adjustment for Folkerts, and we're ready to wrestle.
Boy, two wrestlers right now that looked evenly matched.
Vogel, a very tall, slender 145-pounder. Folkerts, a stockier, more muscular 45. You always got to watch out for the cradle on those long-arm, long-legged guys. And the long-arm, long-legged guys, they're susceptible to ankle picks. And there's an ankle pick.
Just missed
right there by by Dalton Fulkers.
A great counter, and then just Fulkers got away from him.
There's a single leg shot by Vogel. And really, just as I was saying, a tall guy is susceptible to an ankle pick. Dalton Fulkers thinking the same thing. He grabs for it and just misses on his way by. Nearly a two-point takedown there. We've got a stalemate with 35.7 seconds left. 145-pound action for you on 96.7 KIIC. Albia wrestling from the Albia Fieldhouse. It's Dalton Fulkers, Albia's junior 145-pounder, against the senior Austin Vogel from the Pekin Panthers. No score, 26 seconds left here, first period.
Boy, this couldn't be any more evenly matched right here as we approach the 20-second mark of this opening period. Right at the edge of the mat. Pummeling, there's a drop down. A shot is coming by Fulkers, and they go off the edge of the mat.
Definitely the aggressor thus far has been Dalton Fulkers, but give Austin Vogel credit. He's taken a couple single-leg shots in there. No stalling on either side there. These two wrestlers are going after each other. We're going to go to the second period. It's scoreless.
And that will conclude the opening period. This match brought to you by Hy-Vee, Lathrop Construction, and Mick Furniture right here in Albion.
Before the meet's over tonight, Jason, I'll get a score on the Clark of Osceola versus Moravia matchup that has already concluded. But we've got a lot of wrestling action left for you here, Albia versus Pekin. Second period, Dalton Fulkers takes the down position. Vogel covers. First move for Fulkers is a stand-up. Vogel in on the hands. Should be a stall call about right now.
And
there's a potentially dangerous as Vogel got cross leg in after Fulkers had stood up. I'd like to see Fulkers do that stand up again.
Yep.
Fulkers gets set, collects his breath. Official has Vogel cover and off the whistle.
Dalton quickly to his feet. Vogel grabs the leg of Fulkers. Dalton doing a good job of trying to get some separation.
Fulkers is up and Vogel is going to have to elevate the leg and try the trip, and he does. And there is Fulkerts back down on his knees. Next move is sit out, countered by Vogel. Now Vogel trying to work ahead in the hole. Fulkerts back onto his base. Now the stand up again. And if he just hangs on right there, 5 seconds later, it's going to be a stall call. And that's got to be a stalling. When one wrestler stands up, the wrestler in top has got 5 seconds to take him down, folks. Otherwise, it's a stall warning. And our official here not counting to five very quickly.
Well, he got the benefit of the white line there. Vogel did as Fulkers had gotten to his feet, but right at the edge of the mat.
Oh, and Dalton Fulkers would stand up, switch dump, and there's a re-switch by Vogel. But I think Dalton Fulkers is going to be able to get behind. He's got to watch out for a tilt here because the control is still for Vogel. Oh, Vogel hanging on to it too long. Vogel hanging on to it too long, and
Dalton's going to sneak out and get this takedown.
He's got the reversal, and Vogel just hung on to that too long. Lucky that Dalton Fulkers didn't get back points. So there's a two-point reversal for Dalton Fulkers with 40 seconds left here in the second period, a 2-0 lead. The official right there on top of it, Dalton Fulkers trying for a chicken wing against Austin Vogel. This is the marquee matchup, folks. State qualifier Austin Vogel at 145 pounds for the Pekin Panthers going up against Albia's Dalton Fulkers. Fulkers on top 2-0 with a second period reversal. Now Fulkers with the chicken wing in. Vogel on his stomach trying to get to his base.
20 seconds to go to do something with this chicken wing.
Now he's trying to work up the double chicken wing. If he can get that with 14 seconds left, Jason, he will be able to turn him. And there he's walking ahead with 10 seconds to go. There's back points. Oh, yeah, double chicken wing for Dalton Fulkers. If he can sink his hips with 3 seconds to go, there's a three count. It's 5-0. Dalton Fulkers on top. He doesn't get the pin, but he's ahead 5-0 as we go to the third period at 145 pounds.
A less talented wrestler than Vogel would have gave up that pin there. Great double chicken wing by Dalton Fulkers. Has a 5-0 lead here to go to the third and final period.
Vogel's got the choice. He's going to take down. His coach is wanting him to go neutral, but he thinks he can get away from Dalton. Well, Dalton did a great job riding him for the last 45 seconds of that period after the reversal. At the very end of the second period, he gets him turned over with a double chicken wing and scores the three back points.
Well, sit-out attempt by Vogel, counter there by
Step over. Nice sit-out by Vogel. Excellent. And just a step over there by Dalton Fulkerts. and Dalton has him broken down now, and it looks to me like Vogel might be out of gas. I wonder how his descent plan with his weight loss went, because he really, here in the third period, looks like he might have flamed out there. And being on your back, fighting off
of
your back,
takes
a lot out of you. There's a power half by Dalton Folkers, and I think he's going to get him turned here, Jason. There's the power half. He switches off to this regular half, casts over, and it is going to be back points for Dalton Folkers. He's got him turned.
45.
And Austin Vogel, state qualifier from 2010, in trouble with 1:18 to go. I think
right
Dalton Folkers can get the pin here. He turns that half into a double chicken wing, and it's over,
tough.
Folks. It's over. 1:12 to go, and a great match for Dalton Folkers. He scores the pin for the Albie Blue Demons against Austin Vogel, and I'm sure that's just not
another opponent out there. That was a state qualifier, and a great job by Dalton Folkers.
Well, that's going to take the steam out of the Pekin Panthers to see their leader get pinned like that. But Griffin Osing with a chance to make a little history of his own, Jason. 99 winner. Griffin Osing takes the mat, trying to get to win number 100. He's up against a senior from Pekin, Scott Ensmeyer. His team leads this one 34-24. Griffin Osing trying to add to that lead with his 100th high school win. Off the whistle, both wrestlers on their feet, sparring near the center of the mat. And now they get together and pummel. And there's a shuck by Osing, and just that quick, he leads 2-0 with a shuck by takedown. Now, Griffin Osing with the deep waist right in there. And it looks like Griffin is not going to waste any time. He's going to try a tilt here. There's the tilt. Osing with the tilt. Going to have to be careful he doesn't pin himself, but he's getting back points. And once again, that tilt, Jason, a combination that you rarely get a pin out of, but great for scoring back points. And there were three. He only gave
two
back points. Now he's got this turned over. He's got the double chicken wing in, and he just needs to sink his hips. With a 1:11 to go, this match is over. This is going to be a pin for Griffin Osing. In grand fashion, he will score his 100th win. He's got the double chicken wing in tight, and 1:02 is the official time, a 58-second pin for Griffin Osing, and the crowd and his teammates stand up to congratulate Griffin Osing on his 100th high school win. And his parents are here tonight. They're at everything Griffin does.
They're next to you, and congratulations. Joining the Century Club with his teammates Shadow and Brett Leshen, and great job out of him.
Cheerleaders are there with a nice banner that says, "Congrats, Griffin, 100th win." I think they were counting on him getting three wins tonight.
Yeah, great job out of Griffin, and he has been dominant all season long and continues there, and he's on a mission to get back to the well.
There's 40-24 now for your Albia Blue Demons. They lead this one by 16 points. Brett Leshen taking the mat. You always feel good when you're ahead by 16 points with Brett Leshen coming to the mat, and you only have two more matches to go.
Feeling pretty good. That last win by Griffin Osing, courtesy of Mick Furniture, Modern Floor Covering, and Moreau County Farm Bureau. Griffin Osing joins the Century Club with the 100 wins as a junior.
Quick double leg takedown by Brett Leshen, and the Blue Demons are not messing around against the Pekin Panthers tonight. He turns it into a cradle. He's got him tied up in a knot, gets rid of the cradle, but now he's chest to chest. Three back points have already been scored. He's chest to chest with a reverse half in right now with 1:27 to go in the first period. Of pin for Brett Leshen. Call it in 35 seconds, folks. 35 seconds. Brett Leshen gets the pin. That makes it 46-24. The Blue Demons are going to win them all tonight in this quadrangular. They first dispatched with Clark of Osceola in a conference match, took care of the business with Moravia, and in a match that we thought might have been a little more competitive, are going to take care of the Pekin Panthers as Joe Sager collects a forfeit at 1:70.
That pin was brought to Brett Leshen. Pin brought to you by Moreau County Hospital and Clinics, People's State Bank, Quality Ag, and Senate Piercemacher Funeral Home in Albia. Congratulations, Brett Leshen.
And our senior that was just honored will compete in the final match of our evening, folks, at 182 pounds. It's Christian Summers. He's going up against Thomas Slaney. Thomas Slaney, as Coach Chapman said, he thinks he's one of his Pekin Panther wrestlers that's going to compete up at Wells Fargo Arena, so this will be a real good matchup for Christian Summers here on senior night. Slaney with the inside position there on pummel. Nice job by Christian to extricate himself from that, and they're on their feet. near the edge of the mat. Christian Summers from Albia on his feet, controlling hands of Thomas Slane. A pair of seniors here going at it at 182 pounds in the Albia Fieldhouse. Live high school wrestling action being brought to you on 96.7 KIIC and live streaming on KIICradio.com. Both wrestlers on their feet. 1:20 left here in this first period. An underhook by Slaney. Slaney from Pekin has top position now. Controlling arms is Christian Summers. Slaney not able to do anything with his inside position as Summers controls the arms. But now Slaney with an underhook, trying to get the double underhook. He's in a front headlock now. Now he gives it up and goes to just an underhook. And great job by Christian Summers, yeah, folks, with 55 seconds underneath. To go. Using his thighs and his back.
He gets those naturally, by the way.
Well, he's doing a great job tonight. 45 seconds left. Now they're just in the neutral pummeling position. 282-pounders going after each other here. The final match of the evening. Albia up 52-24 in this duel over Pekin. The Albia Blue Demons are going to sweep tonight. Christian Summers looking for a big W here against the senior, Thomas Slaney.
And there's a double leg. If he can bring it, squeeze it in, a good counter there.
Both wrestlers showing some poise here. A double leg shot there by Christian Summers. Looked like he was in deep enough to lock it up. And a nice sprawl by Slaney.
Christian on that single leg. Now if he can hold on to that.
Well, he's got 9 seconds left at the edge of the mat. He needs to sweep that leg right now. And with 5 seconds to go, he's going to run out of time. And we are.
Oh, don't give it up now. Don't give it up now.
No score in the first period.
Boy, both wrestlers able to counter each other.
Yeah, that was a great first period. No scoring, but a lot of action. Shots being taken by both Slaney from Pekin and Summers from Albia. Slaney takes the down position to start the second period. Christian Summers covers him on the right side. Sit out by Slaney and Cat Quick. He's out 1-0 now with the escape by Slaney. Christian Summers tries to get inside. So he's going to try to get inside and execute a throw here, Jason. But Slaney backs out of it. 1-0 the score. Second period action, just underway second period. Christian Summers, 182-pounder. Thomas Slaney for the Pekin Panthers.
There's a shot on an ankle pick. Gets the takedown on Summers, and now a 3-0 lead here.
Well, just a real good quick move there by Slaney to get that takedown. And now Christian Summers broken down. He needs to get to his base. And Slaney puts arm behind the back. Official right there on top of it. Make sure it doesn't go past 90. And now Slaney, a little bit out of position. He's out front. Looks like Christian Summers is going to get the one-point escape. 3-1 the score now.
His head out. He's got to get his head out of there.
Keep backing up. He got dumped with an ankle pick just after he'd gotten out. And the official's scorer had the one-point escape there for Christian already, but he couldn't quite get separation. So it's still 3-0. Thomas Slaney trying to ride out Christian Summers here in the second period. Slaney started out in the bottom position, hit a real quick sit out to get the one-point escape, and then a nifty double leg to get the takedown. That's been all the scoring here at 182 pounds. Christian Summers for Albia, Thomas Slaney for the Pekin Panthers. The contest is already decided team-wise. The Blue Demons enjoy a 52-24 lead in this final match.
Well, got to be careful here. You don't want to get turned over. He's trying to sneak out, but the arm gets barred back.
Well, Slaney doing a real good job of controlling the arms, and Christian's got his arm behind his back, and he just
hold on here for 8 seconds before getting turned.
You get 182-pounder with both hands on your arm, bending it back behind your back. It's difficult to get out, but
Christian's getting to his feet, but that's going to expire the second period. Christian's going to find himself down 3-0 here.
He takes a neutral position. I'd love to see Christian hit a big move here, Jason.
Well, I think his mom sitting next to me wouldn't mind that as well. She's been going through every move that he has up here in the stands.
Well, Christian doing a great job competing for the Blue Demons here. Muscular 182-pounder. He's in there competing for the Albia Blue Demons. Final match of the evening here for you folks. Christian Summers on his feet, trying to get the underhook and inside position. Slaney backing out. So Slaney knows he's got the three-point lead and is going to try to avoid being thrown by Christian Summers. I think Christian probably thinking that the throw would be the way for him to go, and Christian with that low center gravity and massive thighs and hips probably be able to make something happen. But there's a quick single leg, switches off to double by Slaney, and is able to get that two-point takedown with 1:12 to go here. It's 5-0, Slaney over Summers.
This match here at 182 brought to you by Summers Car Credit, Summers Insurance, Tharp Funeral Home, and Titan Machinery. This last matchup of the night here between Pekin and Albia.
Excitement here in the Albia Fieldhouse as the Blue Demons are going to sweep at this quadrangular. And really surprised here, Jason, as one-sided as this Pekin contest was. Yeah. I really expected with Pekin all their numbers to have a little bit better evening against the Blue Demons as Christian Summers gets to his feet. He gets to his feet. Now there's the stalling. There's 5 seconds, and the official is just not calling that.
No, and he's got to get...
Oh, there's Christian gets out. There's a one-point escape.
No points awarded yet, Joe, and that... Got to get it here. Shuck by Christian. Now if it was...
Oh, he didn't give him the escape. I'm very surprised there, Jason.
Yeah, I was a little surprised that he didn't get the escape there. Christian actually got... but right at the edge of the mat. So these officials know what they're doing. 31 seconds to go. 5-0. Christian Summers trailing here.
You're too kind, Jason.
Yeah.
We're the announcers. We can be hard on the officials. Did you watch the national championship game? One of the officials said that one of the announcers said that the guy just blew it. Well, they're all human, so.
Yeah, they are.
And we're not out there with the stripes on.
I guarantee you don't want me down there with the stripes on.
Well, with 10 seconds to go, Christian Summers.
Christian's going to get his head out. Now he can run it over. He has a chance.
There's a five-point move. There's a five-point move. It's going to be 5-5. If Christian's
going to hold on here to get the pin. Oh, right at the buzzer.
A five-point move at the buzzer. Oh no.
No
He way. Only counted two. So
Christian's going to go down.
He's going to go down 4-5.
4. I will love that any day as a dad. You'll take that no quit in your son, and you can be walk away proud. And
it should still be going. That was very unfortunate for Christian. That will make the score 27-52, and the Blue Demons do win all four of them. A little bit of controversy there, though, Jason, on Christian's last match. That was a definite, should have been a five-point move. He only gave him 4. Didn't count all the way to 5 on the reversal.
Well, I'm just, as a dad, you certainly like to have that back. As a Blue Demon fan, you certainly like to have that. But I'm sure glad that official showed up tonight, because when we started the night, we were down 1, and he showed up to come in and save the day. But... all in all, an impressive night for the Blue Demons. They get this big win, and over Pekin, who came in and you looked at the matchup, and Joe, and we we knew this was going to be the contest of the night, and we got the contest we wanted to see in Vogel and Folkerts. I thought the Blue Demons have a lot to be happy about tonight's performance, and that gets them set up for a big weekend, and then we'll be back on the air Tuesday night.
Yeah, and the Blue Demons travel Saturday night to the Wayne Corridon for the Wayne Duels. There's a couple
Tri-County.
Teams from... couple teams from Missouri that come up to the Wayne Duels. There's Jim.
Montezuma. Sigourney will be over in Tri-County on...
And we got basketball tomorrow night, too, don't
Absolutely.
We?
Absolutely. This is going to be a good one. It's Centerville coming to town. The girls and boys doubleheader. We'll have that going at 6:15 tomorrow night. I'll have that coverage. Dan Starkle will join me up here. Saturday, ISU versus Texas. And then on Monday night, it'll be... Eddieville Blakesburg Fremont taking on Sheraton in boys action, and that is going to mean a very busy run here over the weekend as we'll be back on the air on Tuesday night. Tri-County duels, and we'll be on the road down there to bring you more live wrestling coverage.
Well, it's been a great pleasure bringing it to you folks here on 96.7. My partner Jason Summers and I thank you very much for listening.
Well, you're the best, Joe.
Well, we got a lot of fun coming up, a lot more winter sports coming up, and then it'll be baseball, and the cycle just continues on and on. A lot of great athletes competing for the Albia schools, and all the area schools are going to be well represented when we go to the Well. If you've got a wrestler in Southern Iowa and they make it to the Wells Fargo Arena, you'll be able to listen to their match live on 96.7 and KIICradio.com.
Looking forward to it. I want to thank Dr. Al Adler, Albia Motor Company, Barker Implement, Benton Place Apartments, Bluff Creek Archery, and Sheraton Valley REC.
We also need to thank the Community First Credit Union, Dewey Motors, Brian Crosser at Edward Jones on the south side of the square, First Iowa State Bank, Garver's Animal Health, and Hammer Medical.
Good friends at Hy-Vee, Lathrop Construction, Mick Furniture, Jim and Charlie's, Modern Floor Plumbing, Covering, Monroe County Farm Bureau, and Monroe County Hospital and Clinics.
We got People's State Bank to thank for tonight's broadcast, along with Quality Ag Service, Senate Piercebacher Funeral Home, Summers Car Credit, Summers Insurance, Tharp Funeral Home, and Titan Machinery.
Joe, nice being with you again tonight, buddy. A good night for Albia Wrestling, and glad to have you along. Thanks to Scotty Fry back on the board. Have a great night. We'll see you right back here at Albia High School. Boy-girl doubleheader right here on your sports leader, KIIC. Have a great evening.
Built tough with more power and torque, Case skid steer loaders from Titan Machinery in Oskaloosa boost productivity and increase operator comfort. The cab's